Hello and welcome to the Singing Buddha podcast. My name is Lucy Burns. I'm a coach and author of the book 15 Steps to Lasting Happiness. I'm also known as the artist, songwriter and music producer Lazy Hammock. In these episodes, I will be sharing my take on life from a creative and spiritual perspective, looking at ways in which we can tap into our limitless potential so that we are able to become our best selves, not only creatively, but also emotionally, physically, and spiritually, enabling us to navigate our lives and emotions in a more balanced and grounded way within this world, whilst endeavouring to remain true to our core creative selves. Listen in to either start or continue on your journey of awareness and expansion, stepping into your own rhythm and unique flow, where together we can learn to let go, allow, and just be, hopefully resulting in a deeper connection to ourselves, each other, and the wider universe. Hello, and welcome to the Singing Buddha podcast. This week's episode is about filtering the noise. How do we filter noise? How do we filter that which affects us from that which doesn't? What are the noises that we would benefit from filtering? What are the ones that would enable us to have a happier life if we could listen to? I think this year more than ever, it's become incredibly hard to filter the noise, the external noise, because we are bombarded by it. I don't even mean a noise of sound necessarily. For me, it's something that fills your brain with other things than you would like it to be filled with, whether that comes in the form of what you read, what you hear, what you see, what you're listening to. All of these things have an impact. And sometimes it's very hard to decipher which is valuable and which isn't. Which is truth? Which is false? What benefits us? What hinders us? And the more we consume and put in, the more difficult it is to decipher between. For me, it's about paying attention to my feelings. When I do this action, or when I listen to that, how does it make me feel? Or how do I feel as a result of that? And if I feel like that, why do I then choose to do that particular thing again if it is not of benefit to me? There are a lot of messages going on at the moment, whether that be through social media, the TV, the news, radio, whatever way it is. And those messages are filling a lot of people to the brim. So we have to take responsibility, because taking responsibility and also taking space away from what is doing you a disservice is a beneficial thing to do. It's very hard though, because I do think in some ways that addictive behaviours play into this, especially with phones and social media. Many of us may not think that there is a problem or that we have an addiction. However, when we try to put that thing down, we have to ask ourselves, what is calling most loudly to be picked up again? Is it the walk in nature, the space gained through meditation, or the call of Facebook or Instagram, the TV, the radio, or the news? What is calling us? We need to ask ourselves this. What is calling us the loudest? And the thing that calls us the loudest isn't necessarily the most important. It's much like when the paramedics go to treat someone after an accident or go to a scene of an accident. They don't go straight to the people that are calling out the loudest and crying the loudest because of the pain. They go to the people who aren't saying anything. So What are we listening to? What are we responding to? And what are we reacting to? How much of the noise that we don't enjoy are we filtering out or able to filter out? The way to do this is to consciously put time aside for yourself and your thoughts. Put quiet time aside. I was listening to a guy called Nick, who's a monk, on YouTube the other day, and he said meditation is like the washing or cleansing of our minds. That we wash our bodies, but how often do we wash our mind? So sometimes just that space. And we often say, oh, we don't have time to meditate or to sit still or to just relax because we've always got something to do. But how important are those things? Or how are we able to do things productively and to the best of our abilities if our minds are so full that we can't think? I have to consciously remind myself nearly every day to take time to read instead of looking on my phone, to walk in nature instead of sitting in front of the TV. These things I didn't used to have to remind myself to do. These things I just did. And these things I still always want to do, but I find the pull of things that aren't good for me seem to be becoming increasingly stronger in some ways, louder and harder to resist. And it's like an internal fight, even though I know they are not adding value to my life. I have to consciously make the decision to do what I know is best for me rather than just to go with what I know is not adding anything to my experience. So I need to make that conscious effort to choose the other thing that I know will benefit me. And it's not always easy, but I'm always glad of it when I do it. I don't function properly if I don't walk in nature, if I don't meditate or chant, if I spend too much time on social media, if I don't eat healthy foods, if I spend too much time working in front of the computer. So this week, I'd like you to think about what you are consuming, what effect it has on you, and what are the conscious choices and decisions that you can make for yourself to benefit your life, which in turn will also benefit the lives of the people around you. So I'm going to be taking a break for the next few weeks. I'm going to go away for a week or so to the coast and enjoy the sea and the fresh air and just be. And I'm going to take that time for myself that I need to rest and recharge. And I hope that you find some way to rest and recharge. So this is going to be the end of season one of the Singing Buddha podcast. And next season, in September, I will be reading quotes of mine that I've written over the years. And I will be delving deeper into them. So season two will start back in September. But thank you for joining me on this journey and being here with me throughout season one. It's incredible to know that people are listening to this podcast and are gaining something from it. I've received some lovely emails. So I thank you and have much gratitude for you, and I wish you the best in the next few weeks. And just remember to love. My mum told me, my late mum, she told me that love was the most important thing, to love and to be kind to people. And I've never forgotten that. And I know that she was right. There's a lot of divisive things going on in the world at the moment that are ripping families and friends apart. That's not the true energy of the universe. The true energy of the universe is for us to be united, connected, and to love each other. So I hope that you have a summer filled with love, connection, and unity. Thank you for listening, and see you in season 2.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please follow, like, subscribe, or even write a review. If you would like to support the show and make a donation, you will find a link in the show notes. Alternatively, you can donate on my website. It will be gratefully received. For upcoming courses and retreats, sign up to my mailing list at lucyburns.com. If you'd like to hear more of my music, you can find it on all major streaming or download sites under my artist name, Lazy Hammock. If you have any topics or questions that you would like answered or discussed in future episodes, please send for consideration to the Singing Buddha Podcast at gmail.com.
You've been listening to the Singing Buddha Podcast.